Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Hurad Humana Huma Kunna Vihari. Nopi Janabalaba Giri Varadhati. Malaba iri varadhari. Yasuda nandana brajajana nandana. Sodanandana Vrajajananjana Jamuna Tera Malachari Yamuna Tera Vanachyavdi Jai Hurad Umadhava Kunyavihavdi Jai Hu Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Dana Nandahuna Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tera Panachyavuti Yamuna te ravana chauti Jai Hurad Umadhava Kunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhuva Kunya Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramitakacharya Olsutada Sitashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrin Gajai Namacharya Siddhahuridas Thakur Gajai. Friends, say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Gajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatnath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giddi Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamanamaya Kijai Srimati Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Pokta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivishesha Shunyabadi Pashyata Deja Tarni. So we were reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 29th chapter, text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All right. Shri Shuka Huvacha Uktang Purastad Etat Te Chaityaha Siddhim Yata Gataha Dvishan Api Rishikeshang Kim Uta Doksaja Priyaha Shishugovacha Uktam Purastade Tatehi Chaija Siddhim Yata Gataka Vishanapi Rishikesham Kimuta Doksha Japriyaha Shishugovacha Uktam Parastare Tate Chaija Siddhim Yatagataha Dvishanapi Rishikesham Kimutadoksaja Priyaha Shishukuvacha Uktambarastare Tatehi Chaija Siddhim Yatagatakam Vishanapi Rishikesham Kimutadoksacha Priyaha. Okay. Vacha Staditate Chaya Siddhim Yatagata Dushanapi Rishikesham Kimuta Huksaja Priyaha. Any of the volunteers? Shri Shoresham. All right, no one else. Shri Shukruvacha. Shukadev Goswami said, Uktam, spoken, Purastat, previously, Etat, this, Te, to you, Chaijaha, the king of Chedi Shishupala, Siddhim, perfection, Yata, as, Kataha, he attained, Dvishan, hating, Ape, even, Rishikesham, the Supreme Lord Rishikesha, Kimuta, what to speak then, Adhoksaja, to the Transcendental Lord, who lies beyond the purview of ordinary senses. Priyaha, of those devotees who are very dear. So translation, by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Shukadeva Goswami said, this point was explained to you previously. Since even Shishupal, who hated Krishna, achieved perfection, then what to speak of the Lord's dear devotees? Okay, you can repeat. Shukadeva Goswami said, this point was explained to you previously. Since even Shishupal, who hated Krishna, achieved perfection, then what to speak of the Lord's dear devotees? So, purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, the Prabhupada. Although the spiritual nature of conditioned souls may be covered by illusion, Lord Krishna's spiritual nature is omnipotent and is never covered by any other power. In fact, all other powers are His energy and thus function according to His will. The Brahma Sanghita, 5th chapter, text 44, states, Shristi Siddhi Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vivarti Durga Ichanurupam Api Yasya Chachishtate Sa. The mighty Durga, who creates, maintains, and annihilates the material worlds, is the potency of the Supreme Lord, and she moves like His shadow, according to His desire. Thus, thus, because the Lord's spiritual influence does not depend on whether someone understands Him or not, this is actually an important point that I'm going to be making, thus, because the Lord's spiritual influence does not depend on whether someone understands Him or not, the gopis' spontaneous love for Krishna guaranteed their spiritual perfection. The great Madhvacharya quotes the following relevant passages from the Skanda Purana. Krishna kamastira gopyas tyaktva deham divam gataha samyak krishnang para brahma yatva kalat param yeho. At that time, the gopis who desired Krishna gave up their bodies and went to the spiritual world because they properly understood Krishna to be the supreme absolute truth. They transcended the influence of time. Puram jagyana samyuktast tatrapi prayashastata atastasam param brahma gathir asinna kamataha. In the previous lives, most of the gopis were already fully endowed with transcendental knowledge. It is because of this knowledge, not their lust, that they were able to attain the supreme Brahman. Natu Gyanam Rite Moksho Nanya Pande Tihi Shrutike Kama Yukta Tada Bhaktir Jnanam Chato Vimukti Kaha. The Vedas declare that without spiritual knowledge, there's no valid path to liberation. Because these apparently lusty gopis possessed devotion and knowledge, they achieved liberation. Ato mokshe pitasamcha kamo vakcha nuvartate mukti shabdo dito jaya prabhritao dvesha bhaginaha. Thus, even in their attainment of liberation, lust followed as a manifestation of their pure devotion. After all, what we call liberation was experienced even by envious persons like Shishupal. Bhakti margi pratan muktim agad Vishnu prasadataha kamas chvashubha krishchapi bhakti Vishnu prasadakrit. By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, one who follows the path of devotional service gains liberation as a byproduct. And such a person's lusty desire, which would normally invoke misfortune, instead invokes the mercy of Vishnu when exhibited in pure devotion. So, dvaishi jiva yuktam chapi bhaktam vishnur vimochiyet aholti karuna vishno shishupalasya mokshanat. Lord Vishnu will save even a devotee possessed of an envious life. Just see the extreme mercy of the Lord as shown by his granting liberation to Shishupal. Shishupal was Lord Krishna's cousin. He was mortified when the Lord stole the gorgeous young Rukmini, whom Shishupal himself was hell-bent on marrying. It's an interesting expression. For various other reasons also, Shishupal was consumed with envy of Lord Krishna, and finally he insanely offended him in a great assembly called the Rajasuya sacrifice. At that time, Krishna nonchalantly cut off Shishupal's head and gave him liberation. Everyone present saw the effulgent soul of Shishupal rise out of his dead body and merge into the existence of the Lord. The seventh canto explains that Shishupal was an incarnation of a gatekeeper in the spiritual world, cursed to take birth on the earth as a demon. Since even Shishupal was liberated by the Lord, who took into consideration the whole situation, then what to speak of the gopis who love Krishna more than anything? So, go on. All right. Whoops. I want to get back to the verse. Shishukavachu tam parastare tate chai jasidam yatagataha dishan api rajikesham kim uta dokshaja priyaha. So omagana timirandasha gananjana shlakaya chakshur and minitam yena tasmai shikurve namaha. So first of all, I just want to tell the full story about Shishupal since it's so interesting. Like Shishupal, of course, was Krishna's cousin. And he was born in a very unusual way. He was born with four arms and, you know, three eyes. And then there was a voice that predicted whoever is going to kill him will cause, when they pick him up as a little baby, will cause the extra two arms to disappear and the extra eye to disappear. So Krishna was visiting his cousin and his aunt, and he picked up little cute little Shishupal, and the extra two arms disappeared and the eye disappeared. And Shishupal's mother was begging Krishna, no, 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 don't kill my kid. He's my little baby. And Krishna said, okay, let's make a deal. I'll allow him to make 100 offenses before I kill him. You know, obviously 100 offenses is quite a few offenses. So what happened is later on, fast forward to the Rajasuya sacrifice. And of course, in between, there was the Rukmini affair where Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. Rukmini was meant for Shishupal, and that really irked him. So fast forward to the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and Sahadev actually asked that Krishna be the most worshipable personality of the Rajasuya sacrifice. Shripala got real upset at this, and he kept blaspheming Krishna, and many of the participants wanted to just wipe Shishupal out, but that would have actually destroyed the integrity of the Rajasuya sacrifice. So therefore, Krishna just held him back. No, 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 just cool it. Let him continue. And Krishna was counting down, you know, 199, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94. Zero, I'm a one, zero blast off, you know. And then the Sudarshan Chakra disc just cut his head off. And of course, he was one of the two giant Vijay, the attendants in the spiritual world of Lord Vishnu who guard the gates, the holy gates. So, anyway, so that's the story of Shishupal. So there's actually several things going on here that I thought were quite interesting. That there's different aspects of devotional service, beginning with what Sambandhagyan and Avideya and then Prayojana. And it's generally mentioned that you really have to understand Sambandhagyan. Sambandhagyan, of course, it means, as was being discussed yesterday in class, the tattvas. Tattva actually literally means that that's something that is, like you have in the Bhagavad Gita the statement, what nasato vijite bhavo na bhavo vijite sataha ubiyar api drishto antas twanios tattva darshabihi. That's really interesting. He has that word tattva in there too. So the sages consider those things which are, you know, permanent. And, you know, generally we understand tattva as a category, but those things would continue to exist as real, and those things that don't continue to exist as unreal. Unreal in the sense is they don't have any eternal reality, like this chair that I'm sitting on. Yes, I understand the chair is here. You know, I'm sitting on it. If I thought it was unreal, in another sense, I'd be a candidate for an insane asylum. You just lock me away. This chair is not real. Nothing is real. Strawberry fields forever. But on the other hand, I understand the structure. The structure will not continue for a very, very long time. However, what is real is the Lord's material energy. And sometimes it's manifest, sometimes it's unmanifest. Bhutva, bhutva, paliyate. And when it's unmanifest as the pradana. So there's the material energy, which is actually one of the tattvas, which continues to exist in one form or the other, even in a potential form, but still it exists, you know, in the pradana. And of course, at the beginning of creation, the Lord looks at the pradana, saikshita, and by his glance, which is also called in the Brahma Samhita, what, ashambhu, the pradana actually starts to form bubbles and actually do different things like that. Anyway, and he implants us in the material energy. And that's another tattva. The other tattva is, of course, the jiva soul, jiva tattva, which is described in the Vishnu Purana as Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Gyakya Tata Para, which is described as the knower of the field of activities, the Kshetra, and also the marginal potency of the Lord. There's some discussion, I was talking with Jai Jagadish yesterday about the Tashta Shakti. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the Tathashta Shakti as we are the Tathashta Shakti. But the Tathashta actually has the imaginary line between the shore and the ocean. In other words, anyone who's studied science would know a line has length but no breadth, which is interesting. It's like a point in space. Like, you know, sometimes you talk about 1/10,000, the tip of the hair. The tip of the hair is actually a point, a mathematical point in space. And so a line is actually, you know, a mathematical line, you know, talking about, of course, if you go go into Plato's world of forms. You know, the anyway, a mathematical line has no breadth, but it has a length to it. It's interesting, isn't it? Or no, maybe it's not. So anyway, so the tatastha means the line between, but it's not a location. It's just the line. Does everybody understand that? No, I understand it. Anyway, so the tatastha, so we are at tatastha shakti, but we are not the tatastha, we're tatastha shakti. So the anyway, that's in the Jiva Dharma. Lord Bhaktivedanta Thakur describes that. So anyway, so the jiva soul, which is the kshetragya, is also a tattva. The category falls under the category of tatastha shakti, and that's a tattva. And then you have the Lord, that's Vishnu tattva, right? And then you have the shaktis of the Lord. The Shakti Tattva, you have all these different tattvas. So, of course, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find karma, we find time, and so living entity, the material energy, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the different tattvas being described. So it's important to understand sambandha. Sambandha means like the relationship, not only the tattvas, but the relationship between the tattvas. You know, that the jiva soul is different from Vishnu tattva. So it's really important to understand that, and that the material energy and spiritual energy. Why? Because you have to have some discrimination when performing Krishna consciousness. I was listening to a class, and Prabhupada was talking about what Bodhi yoga means. You know, yoga, of course, means to connect, and we understand means to connect to Krishna. But Bodhi means to use your intelligence. So to use your intelligence means you have to understand the tattvas, the difference between matter and spirit, the difference between time and you know, I have to understand. It's essential to understand these things in order to be Krishna conscious. That's why Prabhupada stressed very much reading his books and going to Bhagavatam class so we can use our mature discrimination to function on the level of intelligence. Prabhupada one time said that intelligence is this close to the soul. Intelligence means the ability what to discriminate. We were talking about this yesterday. It doesn't mean how many things you can remember, how you can juggle words, but it means in Prabhupada's nomenclature, it actually means mature discrimination between matter and spirit. And of course, we have Sankhya Yoga is also based upon that too, but we don't follow precisely. Sankhya means to count. We don't follow precisely the same procedure. That Lord Kapila outlined, you know, enumerating all the different elements. Don't worry, I'm not sick. This happens sometimes when the weather changes. So enumerating all the elements and ultimately coming up with the soul, the super soul, and starting with the senses, the perceptive senses, the active senses. So we don't follow that type of Sankhya, but we do analyze things. We analyze things to determine whether something is material. Okay. Thank you. I guess that's not going to work. If I could do that, I'd be a magician. Anyway, so to determine, we have to continually analyze things, whether they're material or spiritual, in order to just be stable and steady in Krishna consciousness and not fall under the sway of Maya. Sometimes we hear about Maharaj Parikshit. He's always looking for Krishna, right? And sometimes you could take it in the way that the Goswamis were always looking for Radha and Krishna. Hey, Radha, hey. Braja Deva, hey, Nanda, Shunokata. But I also take it in the way that he's always looking for engagement in Krishna consciousness, connecting things with Krishna, seeing Krishna everywhere. Yomam Pashati Sarvatra Saram Chamayu Pashati Tashaham Na Pranashami Sachame Na Pranashati, as the Gita says. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he's never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. So I take it that way too, in addition that he's always searching for Krishna like the Goswamis of Vrindavan, looking for Radha and Krishna. So anyway, so that requires mature discrimination, and it requires guidance in Krishna consciousness, and hence the need of the spiritual master, because there's the Shastric guidance, and there's Guru guidance, and there's Sadhu guidance. So we cannot just read the book and become Krishna conscious. There has to be practical guidance as to one's daily life. And one has to continually think, is this pleasing to Krishna? Conversation. Is this pleasing to Krishna or is it not pleasing to Krishna? And based on that discrimination, like, what are the surrendering principles? To accept everything favorable, right? And reject everything unfavorable. The first two principles of Sharanagati listed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To accept everything favorable, to reject everything unfavorable. Of course, the other ones are, you know, to understand the Lord is always protecting one, the Lord is always maintaining one. The one is very difficult for me. It's meek and humble, and to have no separate interest in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are, but it starts with discrimination, which is really interesting. However, I'm going to present another side of this too. However, in certain extraordinary cases, you find Krishna's mercy because of the mercy of a pure devotee being given without someone actually being trained in Sambandha Gyan. If someone, because we have this, so many stories that show these extraordinary cases. I mean, one story of an extraordinary case is Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. He didn't sit down to teach her philosophy, did he? She came to him, you know, Ramchandra Khan. He really wanted to defame Haridas Thakur, and he thought the best way to defame him is catch him in the act. And he called for all the pretty young girls, of course, prostitutes, girlfriends, whatever. He called for all of them, and one of them said, I can trick him. And she came, and she exhibited postures, whatever. And he just kept chanting his rounds, and she was listening. I'm not telling the whole story. But she kept listening to the Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, she had some culture, so she also offered obeisances. And she offered obeisances to Tulsi Devi. And so she was emulating his chanting after some time. The third day, she had this realization. No studying, isn't it? She had this realization. I'm not advocating that for you as a process to follow, but I'm going to make a point at the end of class about this. She had this realization, and what happened? She felt guilty, surrendered to Haridas Thakur, you know, gave up everything, and became a great saintly person. And you find other examples. I mean, McGrory the Hunter, right? McGrory the Hunter, I mean, he was not so well versed in Shastra as far as I know. You know, it's just a Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. No. Narada Muni just showed him a little bit of karma. You know, he taught him about that tattva, right? He gave him a virtual reality experience. This will be your life. And he saw the animals to begin to attack him, the animals that he had previously hurt. And he had a wake-up moment, and he surrendered in Narada Muni. And he had faith in the Holy Name, because you actually see sometimes, these are extreme examples, that when one really gets the mercy of a pure devotee, sometimes, you know, they just can hear the holy name or get blessed by the pure devotee, and then they just like jump up to this higher level of Krishna consciousness by the chanting the holy name, because Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nichimukto Binatvam Namanamino. The holy name actually contains everything. And of course, we also hear from the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satavyuktanam Bhajatam Pratipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite, that for those who worship me with love, what? I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And now, I'm not speaking like this to say that we should stop reading books, you know, we should just like chant Hare Krishna and do all those things. I actually wrote down all these different stories where it was like that. I mean, there's the story of Putana. She got attracted to Krishna. Of course, she wasn't chanting her rounds too well. Because in her previous life, she had this sentimental attraction to Krishna. She was Bali Maharaj's sister's. And some stories say she was his daughter, but anyway, she was his sister, and she was attracted to Lord Vamanadeva, and she thought, boy, I'd really, in a maternal way, I'd really like to have him as a, what, kid. And then when she saw what he did to her brother, you know, he took everything away, she said, he may be my son, but I'm going to kill him. So, mixed desire. But she approached Krishna and had this intense mood of meditating on Krishna, even with the idea of killing him, and that became manifest as Putana. And then she got to go back to home, back to Godhead, and became Krishna's, you know, situated like one of Krishna's mothers in the spiritual world. And this reminds me of this verse, and I actually printed out this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10, which is a famous verse. Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. And the translation, Prabhupada's translation, is a person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desires without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the supreme whole, the personality of Godhead. In other words, if one comes in contact with the Lord, meditates on the Lord, and especially in this age of Kali, hears his holy name, then one will at least make progress, if not achieve the ultimate destination. And a modern-day example of this is Srila Prabhupada going to Tompkins Square Park and sitting down with a bunch of, you know, interesting characters who were there in Tompkins Square Park and chanting the holy names, and they didn't know anything about the holy names. Of course, Prabhupada educated them later on, but they didn't know anything about the holy names. Yet by chanting the holy names of Krishna, they, you know, hippies became happies by Prabhupada's mercy. And they had got an understanding. They were able to understand Prabhupada's books. Of course, so the question was raised the other day about Prabhupada putting all this intimate information in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mother Irma was talking about that. I was thinking about that. And Prabhupada had us distributing all this intimate stuff. You know, here's, you're going to the airport, and there is, you know, Krishna and all these different bhavas and santri bhavas, vibhavas, you know, elaborate science that, you know, even we're having trouble understanding. And it's being given out to people who are just like wandering through the airport. What's happening? What are they going to think? Well, the interesting thing about Prabhupada's books is they're actually personal and they reveal themselves. You know, sometimes they'll read it and they won't understand it. But what you're ready to hear, it'll be revealed to you. You know, unless you're a sahaja or something like that. And then, like Prabhupada talked about those devotees in Los Angeles who were going into the those particular parts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita dealt with the intimate exchanges between Radha and Krishna. And they didn't read the rest of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. They were just concentrating on that. That was their Gopi Baba Club. But, you know, generally you distribute it and people will understand what they're supposed to understand. For example, sometimes I'll pick up a scientific text and, you know, I like science. And, you know, frankly, some things I don't understand. But then it impresses me, the erudition of the scientists, isn't it? Or I'll read about, you know, I've studied microbiology, about the soul. There's so many things, the cell, not the soul. They don't talk about the soul in microbiology. I read about the cell, and frankly speaking, there's so many things going on in the cell, I can't possibly understand 1/1,000,000,000th of what's happening in each cell of the body. But then what it impresses me, there must be a God. There must be a God. So people read about all these things in Prabhupada's books. Wow, this person is so erudite, I've never heard religion described in such, like, concise, philosophical, detailed concepts. Wow. And then they want to look into it, isn't it? Especially educated people. So that people get benefit, even if they don't understand everything that's going on, even if they're not ready. That's why we distribute Prabhupada's book. Plus, Bhavanti Ritkarna Risayana Kata Jajoshanadashu Apavargavartmani. Within the sound vibration of the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, are the saffron dust particles of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even if people don't understand, like Prabhupada had people, devotees, sit in his classes where Prabhupada was speaking in a different language, like Hindi or Bengali. And they didn't want to sit. They just they wander off. So Prabhupada said, sit. Doesn't matter. Just by hearing the sound vibration, you'll be purified. So the Prabhupada's books are like that, even if you don't understand. And there's a lot of things. I mean, even going through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's so complex. I mean, I can't say that I understand everything. Isn't it, Mother Irma? I mean, we've been talking with Mother Irma about certain things. You know, where is that coming from? Or where is that? I mean, it's just, wow. But I get purified by hearing it and not projecting my mundane conceptions on it. I made that point last night in my CC class where we're talking about these things. Because, you know, if I just project my own mundane experiences onto what I'm reading, that's actually can be contaminating. But I accept that these things are going on, I don't understand them, and then there's purification at that point because Bhavanti Ritkarna Rasayana Kata Jajoshadat Ashu Apavargavarmani Shradha Ritya Bhakti Anukrameshati. I had another point. Actually, the final point I want to make is that this particular concept gives us great hope in preaching Krishna consciousness in that we simply have to get people to hear the holy names and they will get purified. And that's what Prabhupada did. We simply have to somehow or other get people to hear the holy names chanted by someone who's following Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada considered all of his devotees, pure devotees who are following, you know, things equal to the saint. Not that we're thinking or I'm thinking of a pure devotee, but it will affect people and they will understand. In certain cases, Prabhupada would say when preaching to people who are really like far out or really drugged out or whatever, he said, no philosophy for these people. Just chant the holy name. Let them hear the holy name. And also, what's the final thing? Prasadam. Yeah, give them prasadam. And then they'll get purified. And then they'll be able to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So basically, that's it. You know, when you concentrate on Krishna, somehow or other, get people to concentrate on Krishna's holy name, the deities, prasadam, it will work. It will purify them. Then they'll be able to understand the sambandha and later on abhideya, the practice of Krishna consciousness, and ultimately, hopefully, we'll see them all in the spiritual world, prayojana. Okay, so I think we have to end now. It's time for greeting the deities. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shishi Radhagalokananda Ki Jai.
Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Kandar ako pitamaniya nishesha shobha.
Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagarida Se Guruna Kuri. Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagarida Se Guruna Kuri. Diyapada Chaya Shota Heya Maya Tumara Charana Tauri. Diyabada chaya, jodaheya maya, tumara charana jauri. Chaya pegatami, chaya dosha shodi, jaya guna deho dasse. Chaya pegatami, chaya dosha shodi, Guna Deho Dase Chaya Sat Sangha Deho E Amare Poshachi Sanghe Rase Chaya Sat Sangha Deho E Amare Poshachi Sanghe Rase Eka Ke Amara Noi poi bolo parinama sankirtane Ekake amara nai bhai bolo Harinama sankirtane Tumi kripa bhane Shatagindu deya Deho krishna namadane Tumi krishna kore Shatavindu deya Deho krishna namadane Krishna se tumara Krishna dete para tumara shakati aje Krishna se tumara Krishna dete para tumara shakati aje Amito kangala Krishna Krishna bole Dayatava paje paje Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Bode Dayadava Pache Pache Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Bode Dayadava Pache Pache Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Bode Dayatava Pache Pache Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagare Dase Guruna Kori Doyara Sagare Dase Guruna Kori Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagare Dase Guruna Kori Guruna Kori Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hey Krishna Gati Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Jai Radha Ganukena Nurahara Ganukena Nurahare jaya rad haganokyananurade. Jaya radhe, jaya radhe, jaya radhe, jaya radhe. Jaya radhe, jaya radhe, jaya radhe, jaya radhe. Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravritacharya, also Tera Satishi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivananda, Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrindagajai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Gajai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Garadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shayam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagalata Sami Kijai Yumanamai Kajai, Shumati Lassa Devi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Kajai, Nama Om Vishnu Padai, Krishna Pastai, Guru Lai, Shumati Bhakta, Swami Stasis, Swami Stasis. So read the translation. O venerable Vaishnava, ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities, and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Jai. So, Shikshastika. Cheto Darpanamarjanam. Vijavadu Jivanam, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Pratipanam Pranamritasvadhanam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Ram Vijayate, Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, Makari Bahudha Nijasarva Shaktish, Katrapitana, Nikala, Eta Drushita Bhakripa Bhagavan Mamapi, Dur Daiva Midrishan.